This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
We have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these backgrounds?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Yeah, by the grace of God and internet technology and 4G streaming technology, we are live from the Truth About Cancer Ultimate Live Symposium. You missed last hour. You missed the introduction on this show, at least, of John Robbins, who we'd never had on prior to that. It was great. A.J. Lanigan, Dr. David Jockers. This hour, we're going full-on reporting, man. It's a news show right now. Why do I say that? Because we've got Jeffrey Action Jackson back on the show. He was here on our Thursday evening broadcast live from the event, and he's still here reporting live and letting the world know what they need to know about the truth about cancer and more. Jeffrey, welcome back, my friend.
Hey, thanks for having me. I say it every time I come on here, but what you're doing is very, very important. I talked to one other person here that was press, alternative press, and they're absent. They're absent from this event. This event is probably one of the most important, if not the most important event for the future of cancer, I should say, the future of cancer elimination in this country and in this world, and there are no mainstream press here, none.
Yeah, imagine that. The you know, they talk about billions and billions and billions of dollars. Carl Sagan said billions and billions, all for curing cancer, and they're not doing anything. We're actually doing it here. We got evidence that it's being done. We got people that have been recovered from it. They're alive and well. Where's the news media?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. What would happen if they covered this event?
I think the glass house would fall, would shatter. I would imagine any news media that stepped foot in here would probably lose their job on Monday morning. Sitting through all these lectures, I mean, I can say unbiasedly, these doctors have not one, not two, combined probably hundreds and hundreds of thousands of cases of documented cancer reversals, rebalancing cancer in the body, and this is not a fringe group. This is the future if we allow it, if people can educate themselves quick enough.
And there are people coming from all around the world. And I don't just say, oh, a little bit. No, I had talked to people from India, from Singapore, mm-hmm. from Australia, from England, so from South America. I mean, all over the United States and Canada. Dude, what is happening here is an end around the old institutions. Mm-hmm. The walls are shattering. They're coming down. Just like I've talked about often in my lecture, the Berlin Wall fell. People say, are you up for the impossible? They say, what do you mean, Robert? I say, do you remember, if you're old enough, that there was a Berlin Wall? It was never coming down. It was always going to be there. And then almost overnight, it was just people were breaking it down, shattered. It's like, that was not supposed to happen.
Yep.
How many times does the impossible happen in our life? We don't recognize it. It was said to be until it's gone. You're like, oh, no big deal. Yes, it's a big deal. Mm-hmm. But it's also a big deal to acknowledge it and recognize that the walls that you think are impenetrable, like the walls against the cures for cancer, the knowledge of them, the dissemination of them, the access, those are coming down. Mm-hmm. Coming down big time. And, you know, God bless Ty Bollinger and Charlene and family and those that are here, because they're facilitating it. And it's not a destructive process as much as it is a rebuilding process, a repairing process. They brought it on themselves, those folks that are trying to block this kind of information.
You bet. And the people listening, please understand, this is historic times that we're living in right now. during the same weekend, we have a Monsanto tribunal at The Hague, and we also have the CDC rally marching on the CDC with the Nation of Islam. This is happening all over. There's brush fires everywhere. This is an awakening, and this is going to be looked back upon, these broadcasts and these events, as the turning point. This is here. This is ground zero. It's happening now. The X factor is going to be the public. Where is the public going to go with this information? Because the pages turn. We are rewriting history right now, and how will it be rewritten? Because if we don't do anything, if we don't get off our butts, there's another wave coming, and it's not pretty.
Yeah.
And that's been clear at this conference as well. There's a lot of toxification on this planet, and it's getting worse, but we can turn it around.
Yeah. Super Don, you got your ears on. I want to get perspective on you watching from afar, the streaming technology. Yes. Have you been able to watch some of it?
I've been able to watch a lot of it, actually. And the cool thing is if you happen to miss something, then there's a replay that starts that evening so you can go back and watch it. And I've enjoyed everything I've watched. And not to mention, like, I think I mentioned this yesterday or the day before, that in between the sessions during the breaks, you don't want to walk away because there's great stuff going on then too.
Yeah, exactly. Now, did you see me introduce my buddy Paul? He just lied.
I did, yes.
Yeah, yep. He was great, man. The water was flowing, the hydrogen was bubbly, and it was just a lot of fun to be there to introduce him.
Yeah, it's great stuff, and I mean, it's top quality video, and it's, like I said, you have no excuse. If you weren't able to make it like I wasn't, you don't have any excuse to miss anything that's going on there.
Yeah, exactly. So, Jeffrey, what other things have you seen? Can you report on for us for the world that are listening now? Maybe it's even about the CDC rally, because we couldn't be there because we're here.
Yeah.
If you're hearing anything that we should know.
Well, there's a couple points. I made some lists here. One of the things that the Flexner Report, if people listening or familiar with the truth about cancer and Robert's work, the Flexner Report pretty much shut down the alternative health industry in the 1920s and 30s, and that began the war. And what that also did was it put everything into a three-dimensional mindset. There was no longer intuition, there was no longer spirituality, there was no longer any of this stuff, love, communication, family, that was not measurable, so it's not in medicine anymore. Every one of the lectures I sat through today, I heard the words from doctors, spirit, intuition, and energy, including the detoxification of trauma. So I take it back to Nikola Tesla, who was doing all his great work before the Flexner Report. Nikola Tesla said, if you want to understand the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. This is coming back, and this is merging with mainstream medicine, and that force right there alone can change the world. Now, I think one of the biggest turning points here at this conference for me was it was off camera, but it was talked about publicly, so I can talk about it publicly.
Yes.
An Iraqi war veteran gave Ty Bollinger his Medal of Honor.
Wow. Yeah, no, that was a tear-bringing moment because of the profound gratitude that he had for this work. And this is a controversial thing to say, Jeffrey, but you know how we are so patriotic that we are manipulated into a false patriotism that worships the soldier,
mm-hmm.
right? They're being sent, not at their own behest, to wars that are not declared constitutionally. And this is not to denigrate any of our soldiers. But this soldier who had served, who had suffered, who had been injured, wounded, he's honoring what? This battle that is seemingly bloodless, but it's not, when we see the victims of it on the ability to bring out the truth about cancer. That soldier honored Ty Bollinger mm-hmm. for this work in this way, which is a spiritual battle. And you mentioned it, and it's right. The doctors here, all, every one of them, mentioning something greater than molecules synthesized from petrochemicals and approved by the Fear and Death Administration. Exactly. They all recognize the emotional aspect, the spirit, the intuitive connection that we have for real healing to occur. And that's revolutionary at this point.
Yes, it is. And I'm going to go a step further. I'm looking at Dr. Group right now. Dr. Group.
Oh, Dr. Ed Group. We had him on for the first time on Thursday. Oh, what an amazing... Oh, Friday show. Yes.
Yes. Everyone out there, listen to him. Go to globalhealingcenter.com and understand his work, because he's one of the very few makers of supplements and one of the very few doctors out there that are talking about the spiritual component of the plant, of the healing aspects of nature. And this is the next paradigm.
Yeah, and the energy associated with all healing. Even when I was talking with Paul Bertero about the water, and I said, you know, there's so much mystery to water. Water, we take it for granted, but when you don't have it, you don't. But the reality is it's more than just H2O. It's information. It carries information. Homeopathy doesn't exist without water. Our supplements are not absorbed, utilized without water. And yet, it's kind of like dehydration, the concept of chronic low-level dehydration that Dr. Batman Gelage talked about in Your Body's Many Cries for Water. How many doctors are talking about hydration even?
Well, we have Dr. Gerald Pollack, and then one of his understudies is Dr. Richard Allen Miller, and they are saying that water holds so much memory that the future supercomputers will be, the processors will be water, because the water can hold more memory, more information than anything we can build.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful, beautifully said. So what else do we know about the impact that this is having outside of here? I mean, we're here as hundreds of thousands, perhaps more, are watching this around the world or will watch it around the world. This is, I guess, if we were in an overtly communist nation, they would shut this down because it subverts the existing power structure.
Yes. I can tell you right now, as far as a pulse check's concerned, we have, this is a moment in time that is, we're above the clouds for a second. And like I said, we're above the clouds, and we can decide if we're going to stay there or start the descending. We have not only all these things happening that we just talked about, but we have the WikiLeaks. We have journalism, mainstream journalism. We've all known it's been corrupt. We've all known that we can't trust it. But now we have that lack of trust in actual writing, and we have the whistleblowers coming forward. So when the dust settles after this weekend, we're going to look at a cancer industry that no longer potentially could have the power over us if we move forward. We're going to have GMO industry. We had Jeffrey Smith talking about next year is going to be, he'll be talking here next year, and he's going to be talking about how the global GMO revolution succeeded, not just in America now, because it's going global. So there's flashpoints everywhere. I want everyone to understand this, that once this weekend is over, this is Sunday, when Monday morning, when that sun comes up, that's a new day, and we can rewrite history because momentum's on our side now. The headwinds that we were facing for so long are not in our face anymore.
Right.
They're behind our back. We're on the offensive.
Yeah, it's absolutely astonishing what's happening here. Transformation. We're not saying that it's over. Now you can rest on your laurels. It's all good. You know, this is a planet in many ways, unfortunately or fortunately, it's just designed for the opportunity to make really stupid choices. That's a freedom I actually cherish, even though at times I'm like, dude, really? Really? Do we have to do that again? But the freedom now is that folks are recognizing that they can choose a path that is of their own choosing, not those of global corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state, or these regulatory agencies that have been captured by them here in the United States and Canada and the UK and Europe and all around the world, Australia as well. Folks, this is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. The Robert Scott Bell Show, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Jeffrey Jackson is here, and you can find him online. We've got him linked up at jeffreyjackson.com. We'll give you the spelling if you don't know it when we come back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium-quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, we got someone taking on the bad guys from San Antonio, and he's here at the Truth About Cancer. We interviewed him a few weeks back after we saw him with Polly, Tommy, and the gang from Vaxxed. And along with Jeffrey Jackson here, Nico LaHood is back. This guy, you just grab him by the arm and like, dude, look out. This guy's ready. And, you know, when you said, you know, if someone came to me and challenged me on this vaccine issue, I'd litigate that in a second. You know, as you said, you have to assess the facts. You have to go, do we have a case here? And it's not only this about vaccines, but you've now been exposed to a whole world that most people in America don't know about.
Well, it's just a different lifestyle, different way of thinking. And the stuff that we learn, the information we learn here has been a blessing. I said it last night, Robert, at the dinner. You know, Hosea 4:6 says that my people perish for lack of knowledge. That's what the Word of God says, and I'm a Christian. So it's true in every aspect of our life, marital, financial, as a friend, at politics, or in health. And so knowledge is power, they always say. Well, that's where it comes from. And this has been amazing. And it applies to vaccines and all aspects of our medical health.
Now, you've also gone on the record with your kids, you know, about the vaccine issue and the injuries as such. And you're also surrounded by many doctors, some medical as well. On this issue, have you interacted with them? Have they talked to you about things that make sense regarding maybe some things that can help?
Absolutely. This has been a blessing. There's so many doors that have opened. So it wasn't by accident. I believe it was a divine appointment to meet Ty and to be invited out to this thing. It's been amazing. When I talk to doctors at home, I say, look, I'm not anti-doctor. I'm not anti-anything. I'm just pro my kid.
That's
it. I'm pro my kid. If you can show me what's best for my kid, then I'm all in. And I think we showed that by we vaccinated our first two children, pursuant to the schedule. and both of them at different various levels have been injured from it.
Yeah.
So obviously it's going to cause us to pause. And my job is to ask questions. And that's what I do for a living, whether I was a defense attorney or now as the DA. Ask questions. So why aren't we asking questions? And then I follow the truth or the evidence wherever it leads me. And
yeah.
I just think people need to talk. And I don't think it should be, you should be called names. We still, last time I checked, we're still in America. And we can still have a freedom of thought and expression, and as long as you express it right, we should be able to express our thoughts and just dialogue.
We were talking last night after the dinner with a group of the docs that have been in this, in the trenches, including Dr. Roby Mitchell, who's a totally cool guy.
He's a great guy.
And, you know, I said this as I was talking about these health freedom issues long ago, and people didn't know there was a whole part of America that is not on the stamp, it's not on the patriotism. It's like, do you know that if you're a doctor and you can reverse cancer in a patient without chemotherapy, radiation, or surgery, you're looked at and treated as if you were a criminal by certain agencies and entities?
That's asinine. That makes no sense to me. Is it one of the oaths or is do no harm? Right? Science is the rational pursuit of truth, isn't it? So aren't we supposed to be looking for truth? I mean, that's just at least my opinion. And if a doctor is not supposed to do harm and has a way to minimize harm or to take harm out of your life,
yeah,
they're obligated to do it. So that's ridiculous to me.
And I like to push the thought forms a little bit because you have a perspective as a DA and say, is there any way we can go after these state boards of medicine when they attack these doctors who are actually doing God's work?
Yes.
I mean, they're bringing healing. They should be praised, not, you know, criminalized.
Personally, I agree with that. Now, we have to do is, at least in Texas, we have to look at a statute. Is there a statute in place? Is there what we call the mens rea, the mental intent? Did you intend to recklessly, criminally negligent? What did you do in committing this crime? So we have to have a statute to follow. And if there's no statute, then obviously there's no of a Texas Penal Code.
Right, right. I know it's a challenging question. I have to ask it, but I know you got the simple answers. But, you know, there's certain things that don't fall within the criminal code, but that are spiritually criminal.
Well, there's
I
a moral code,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, look, either you believe this or you don't. I am persuaded. I have faith. I'm persuaded that I'm going to stand before the Lord someday. I've zeroed, as sure as I just touched your arm right now, that's how I'm, so it affects my life. And I'm going to answer to Him first. And so, but when I answer to Him and I live to fulfill His will, I'm going to bless His children or other His creation. So that's what I try to do. And I just live my life real consistently. And we've heard that here. A lot of people that have a higher calling, a lot of people that step outside of themselves and want to bless other people and men and women and children around this country. So I've just been blessed by this whole, the synergy here. I'm sure you've talked about it on the show a couple times. The synergy here is amazing. People are here in sincerity, seeking truth, truly in love, and really just wanted to better their lives because we're all here just for a momentary time.
I'm uplifted anytime I'm around this environment with the Bollingers, who you know, and this group. I mean, how do you get to a large group, 1,500 people, and feel this good? I know you go to a church revival, whatever, but you know, this is like reaching out beyond the confines of any wall, right, and welcoming everyone in, no matter what their background is, their belief system, to say, you know what, the power to heal is yours. We're here to support you on your journey.
Well, the common link here, I mean, now a lot of people have this share the same worldview, I can tell.
Yeah.
But the common link here is health.
Yes.
We all want to be healthy.
You got that right.
Whether you believe, whatever you believe happens after we move from this earth, but I know what I believe. Whether you're here 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 years.
Or a few more minutes. We'll be back after this.
Revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, you know, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiere, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Making sense out of medical propaganda, here's Robert.
Good Lord, do we get better. Not only is Nico LaHood here from San Antonio enjoying the truth about cancer and sharing the truth and the experiences that he's had, we are now joined by Dr. Roby Mitchell, one of my heroes out there, and I haven't seen him in years, and it's so exciting to have you here. You're part of this. You're presenting, and man, the energy, the generation, and you know, we were all interacted at dinner last night, and
it's
what
exhilarating.
Do I
think? It is exhilarating. I mean, I am so pumped. As I was writing on my Facebook last night, and so much of this movement happens because of the what I call the media warriors like you and Ty and Jackson that are getting this word out to people. I mean, we have, you know, for years and years, you know, Jonathan Wright, myself, yes, like Dr. Mercola and so forth, you know, have been beating the drum, but our range, right, is just, it has a definitive range that people we could talk to in the pharmaceutical industry, you know, with their billions, right, and their mm-hmm. broadcasting stuff repetitively all the time, you know, across all the media channels and in print media and that type of thing, and have been able to brainwash people into thinking that drugs are healthcare, right?
Yeah.
Well, because of people like yourself, again, we're the tide is turning, right?
Well, getting the message out. Again, we don't have a lot of friends in the mainstream media. Nico LaHood, you know that as well as anybody. In San Antonio. And it is even now beyond that political left-right divide because, you know, we talk about politics here on the show. It's talk radio. But once you went out and talked about the vaccine injury and the reality of it, they just went ballistic.
On that issue, it's a religion. It's become a religion.
Yeah.
And to me, I mean, I knew it was an intense conversation, but the level it got, I mean, it didn't intimidate me, it doesn't scare me, nothing like that, but it was...
But surprising, though.
It was surprising, but yeah, disappointing.
Right.
It was disappointing because truth is truth.
Right.
I mean, think about what I deal with in the justice. Lady Justice wears a blindfold. She doesn't look at anything but facts and law and puts them together to find that elusive concept called justice. And it was disappointing that people really, certain people, not all,
yeah,
there's a lot of support out there, too.
Right.
Yeah, the silent majority might even be, right?
Yes. Right.
Right? There's a vocal minority, and a lot of them are what another reporter who I admire, Cheryl Atkinson, she left the mainstream because she started seeing stuff reporting out there like, you got to get out of here, right? And she went on her own. And she calls it astroturfing.
Mm-hmm.
This idea that you can create artificial news movements of demand, like pro-GMO people. I have yet to meet the first person that says, I want more GMO food on my plate for my children. Nobody was demanding GMOs.
Right.
And yet they created this artificial thing, astroturfing. And so we get here, we get to see the real heart of people, the real people that are suffering. Also, the real people are saying, you know what? I'm not listening to those propagandistic, if you will, lies about the drug industry, how they're here to help us anymore, the vaccine issue. Even if there are good people that are well-intentioned, the road to you-know-what is paved with those good intentions.
Good intentions,
you
right.
can't do that.
Well,
right.
Dr. Mitchell's amazing, and so all these other doctors. I mean, there's so many learned individuals that can talk science, they can talk medicine, they can talk practicality and application. And so when people, because in this world, and not just vaccines, I'm just talking about any type of holistic healing.
Yeah.
In that world, there's a lot of sound bites
mm-hmm.
and a lot of rhetoric.
Right.
And when you peel the onion back and get past the sound bite and the headline, you talk to people like to my right that are just blessed and anointed to do what they do. And it's empowering. It really is. I mean, I wouldn't have my position if I didn't talk to somebody
yeah.
that knew more than me.
Right.
Right.
Now, in my lecture, I talk about rights versus privileges. I always like to bring that out because we've lost sight of that because we have become the permission society. Now, it's polite to ask permission to walk across somebody's property, even if they're in your area, because it's their property. But when we talk about our own bodies, the bodies of our children, we have to beg the government not to assault them with needles?
Right.
What's wrong with us? And even the concept of healing in terms of the monopoly that medicine has been granted since the Flexner Report of 1910 in this country, what it set the stage for, licensure in medicine. Well, we have to be licensed. It's like, why? Are you not trained to do a job? Why do you need to ask permission to do what you're qualified to do?
Mm.
Now, if we ended licensure, it doesn't mean the so-called Wild West, which wasn't as wild as people think if you know history. But it asks only that you tell the truth. You're not misleading about what you do. And if you violate that trust, if you engage in force, use or fraud to do that, that's already on the statutes. You can't do that. So the licensure has been about controlling and manipulating an industry like innovative doctors like you are attacked
right.
and tried to be discarded because you don't think in their box.
Right.
You see things and you say, I want to help my people heal.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this physiology that mankind has, and it's what I call intelligent design medicine now, has been the same ever since time immemorial. So I call that the nail, right? Mm-hmm. And then with the nail, you got a hammer. It's just not sexy. It's not, you know, it doesn't make you a lot of money. But if you take that hammer, right, and hit the nail, you get results, right? Well, what they want to do is say, well, you know, you just can't use a hammer. You got to use a hammer, and it's got to have a rudder, and it's got to be made of, you know, metallic, and, you know, we got to charge you, you know, an arm and a leg, you know, before you can get it. And you can only get it from these people over here, right? And that's the only way that you can get healthy, right? When in truth, right, all you need is that plain old hammer. Because the human body hasn't changed.
Right.
Right? It's a finite physiology that once you understand that, it's like, you know, restoring a 1957 Chevy, right? If you are a good auto mechanic, you can make that Chevy run again.
But there are mad scientists and people who support them that are trying to change the genome, literally, the altering of creation.
Yeah.
You know, arrogance is an understatement, what men are doing in this.
Tower of Babylon medicine is what I call it, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I agree.
So as you've entered into this, I don't know if I can call it a larger world, a different world, a parallel universe, Nico, right?
Well, my interest in this, well, first Ty reached out to me after the vaccine, whatever, storm.
I'll
leave the word out there. Storm.
Darn FCC.
Exactly. Yeah. Storm. And I've had family members that have dealt with cancer. My cousin's wife, for 3 times, she's dealt with cancer. Other family members and friends. I mean, 1 in 2 or 3 people are touched by it in a personal way or around them. And so my interest, because I have an interest for doing things holistically and the way God wants them to do it and making sure that we don't damage the engine of the body. Mm-hmm. I mean, so I've been very interested. So when Ty invited my wife and I out for this symposium, and we gladly accepted. And, of course, in the discussion about cancer and natural healing, you're going to talk about natural immunization, not vaccination, right? People think they're the same, and they're not. Vaccination is not immunization. Tim O'Shea wrote a good book that I'm sure you have memorized. But it's a good book now, 4th edition. And this is knowledge. And so this has been wonderful. I love it.
It's so great to have a logical thinking, objective, non-medical mind come into this, right?
I love that.
A fresh set of eyes that is just objective.
Yeah.
Right?
I love that. I learned so much coming in because we've been immersed in this for, you know, decades now. And when this comes, when you showed up, that's why people responded. Not only the message, but it's like this guy sees it with the eyes that are just witnessing it. And we always got to come back and remember that. Right? It's like I have a millennial assistant producer. We call her Captain Morgan. And she's like, we do Freshman Friday every week because it's like, I've been doing this for so long. She's asking me questions like, well, we covered that 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. But what about all the people that are now just coming to this thing?
Right.
We got to remember that a lot of people are coming into this fold now. How do we help them?
Right.
To transition.
And what Nico is doing, I mean, he has approached this just as he would in the courtroom, right?
Right.
Show me the evidence, right? And I'll make a decision from that,
amen.
Right?
That's
no
really,
hysteria, right. No emotions. I'll make my decisions based on the evidence.
Right.
Well, now, granted, I can't get away from the fact that there is some subjectivity because I have a son that was developing normal. I mean, look, someone had the audacity to type one time because it's never in my face that, oh, your son was born that way and you saw the symptoms. Well, I'm okay with all that if that's what the evidence showed me. I mean, I have pictures. I have video.
Right.
We didn't drop him. We didn't get in a car accident. There's no history of this in anybody's family. There's no history. I'm not saying the vaccine was the only cause. It was the last straw. It was a combination, whatever, but there had to be some intervening cause that made our son differently.
Right.
And we lost him the way he was before.
Right.
And it was that round of vaccines at the time. That's not, I mean, even take my emotions out. If I was looking at this as an attorney evaluating the situation, I would say, well, that's the only thing that happened. What else could it have been?
Right.
Circumstantial evidence.
Yeah. Right. But we could admit our bias. I mean, I admit my bias in saying that God created our bodies to heal and that I want to get out of the way. I don't want to intervene unless we are intervening to support the processes, right?
Correct.
And yet, I wasn't always there because I was raised pharmaceutically. Before I had a bias toward drugs, that was the way I was raised. And I had to unlearn all of that to learn what I learned, which is why I call the medical degree a handicap.
Mm-hmm.
I figure they are the ones that need the handicap space because they've been programmed with wrong belief systems.
Right.
Some of them come out like Dr. Roby Mitchell, and you go, praise God, it can happen.
Absolutely, I agree.
Yeah, well, I was kind of forced, again, for my own health situation, you know, but even that, it took a mind, you know, that is not so vulnerable to programming. Because I have colleagues, right? I mean, they get cancer and diabetes, and they stay on the drugs.
Yeah.
Right? Not this boy.
No. And it's like a lot of the parents, right, are saying, you know what? I witnessed it. And they may not be a DA attorney, but they saw what they saw, and they know to that level of conviction,
Robert,
too.
If I was 1 in 500, I'd be like, okay, you know, I'm 1 in 500. We've talked about this on the show last time. Autism was 1 in 15,000 in the 70s. Now it's 1 in 43 with a projection, just empirical data, with a projection, if everything stays status quo, of being 1 in 2.
1 in 2.
1 in 2 in 16 more years, that should scare the hell out of everybody.
Right.
I mean, 1 in 2 kids now have a chronic disease.
Yeah.
There wasn't peanut allergies in our day.
Yeah.
No, there wasn't sinuses like that. There wasn't juvenile diabetes or cancer,
right,
or anything like that. There wasn't any of that. There wasn't adult cancer much. And so you have to, it begs, what is it? If we're supposed to be better, if medicine and we're supposed to be healthier, then what is it? That's for me, as an objective observer,
right,
literally, then what is it? I'm not saying it's just vaccines. I'm not saying anything. Yes, it's GMO. Yes, it's toxins. Yes, it's a bunch of stuff. But that synergistically to include the sacred cow,
right,
of vaccines,
yeah,
could be the cause. And all I'm advocating for are four things. Number one, parents, educate yourself. This has been consistent, by the way, and things have been distorted.
Mm-hmm.
Educate yourself. Number two, let doctors be doctors. Let them have an opinion either way. I mean, that's what they're there for. They're not a vending machine.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, don't force vaccines on parents. That's their kid. Let them decide what's best for their child.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then number four, we should demand the same safety studies on vaccines as with any other pharmaceutical drug.
Right. That's something that most people have no idea that this stuff hasn't been tested. It hasn't been scientifically vetted, right? And then the other thing is there's no culpability, right? The vaccine industry just gives this stuff, and if there's an oops, right, their money stays in their pockets,
right?
They raid our pockets, right, to pay for the damages.
The Firestone tires, there was a controversy years ago. They were sued. They were called to the carpet for it. The vaccine injury that occurs, you can't sue them.
But you can sue on any other pharmaceutical drug.
Yeah.
Vioxx was withdrawn. I mean, there's a bunch of drugs. I think there's 14 or 15, I don't know how many, have been pulled off the market after peer review, after FDA approval, and they still got it wrong.
Yeah.
Vaccines aren't anywhere close to that.
Right.
You know, we're close to that type of standard. And so me, objectively, I'm thinking, that just doesn't pass the smell test.
No. Dr. Roby Mitchell, how can my listeners find you?
DrFit.com, DrFitt.com, or on Facebook, DrFit. /Facebook.
We'll find you. We'll find you. Nico Hood, Dr. Roby Mitchell, God bless you guys.
Right.
Thanks for being
here. Thanks a lot, Robert. Thanks for what you do.
Oh, love it.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostrow, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, I may be shaking the cancer establishment to the core here, the truth about cancer, but, you know, this is all about the freedom to heal, the freedom to know your options, and the freedom to exercise those options. Is that not your birthright in healing? I met a woman here at the Truth About Cancer. Her name is Deanna One, and she said she was in hospice care. Hospice care, dying of ovarian cancer. And yet she was upright, walking around, enjoying this crowd here. And I had to hear more. And I am now, because Deanna One is with us on the Robert Scott Bell Show. You are the finale of the show today. Thank you, Deanna.
Oh, thank you, Robert. It's great to be here with you.
I'm just inspired being next to you. You have to tell me what happened. You're from Washington, D.C. now, and you're given a diagnosis for ovarian cancer. The allopathic oncologist, they say, you're done. They send you to, they say, you're going to, I mean, is that?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, my lungs collapsed, filled with fluid, had a bilateral pleural effusion, and was on oxygen. And at that point, they lost hope for me, told me I had 4 weeks left to live.
4 weeks? How is it that you're here at the Truth About Cancer? How did you get out of hospice? We got to know.
Well, first, I have to say, it's truly by God's grace, but, you know, you have to, with faith, you have to follow it with works as well. And what I did was I totally changed my lifestyle. So that included everything from changing my diet. I adapted into a raw vegan organic diet. I juiced a lot of green vegetable juices along with wheatgrass juice.
Now, were you doing this from hospice, or did you check yourself out to do that?
No, I had people helping me. So I actually had initially a medical missionary stay with me 24/7 to help me do all of this, because by that time I was so weak.
You were right by the grace of God here.
Yeah, yeah. I was gaining 10 pounds of fluid a day. I mean, that's how much edema I had.
Now, one of the blocks is when the doctors tell you you have 4 weeks to live, you accept it and you just you follow orders. Why didn't you follow the doctor's orders here?
Because I believe that the ultimate authority over my life is God. And the doctor admitted. He says, I'm not God, but...
Well, at least that's something of an acknowledgement.
Yes.
So you're being now fed nutritious food, re-energizing food. Did you have an immediate response that said, I might outlive this diagnosis? Or did it come over the course of a few days to a few weeks in those 4 weeks that you were there? Well, given that lived death sentence?
Well, within those 4 weeks, my condition was deteriorating rapidly. I could not eat for actually 40 days of that. I had so much pain in my stomach.
Right.
I had a tumor that was 27 centimeters. It was crushing literally my internal organs, everything, and had fluid around my heart as well. So they thought I was experiencing heart failure as well. But I just decided that, you know, I did everything I knew to do. The rest really would be up to God. Interestingly enough, before I ended up in hospice, even within the first 3 weeks of changing my diet, mm-hmm. I noticed that my elevated tumor markers actually dropped back down to normal and the tumor started to shrink. So I knew there was something to this, to the nutrition. But then I realized that I had plateaued at a certain point with the nutrition, and I would have to try to heal at a deeper level, which is looking into the emotions.
Right, and you hear a lot of doctors here talking about that emotional and spiritual component that you don't normally hear in a medical discussion.
That's right, and I was so encouraged to hear that, because that was certainly the path that I took. And when I healed emotionally, and, you know, this morning hearing Dr. Daryl Wolf speak about, being able to have self-love, for me it was being able to receive love from God unconditionally. That truly transformed, I believe, just my whole psyche, my spirit, and it allowed me to heal, ultimately.
Well, it's an inspiring story. I know that we only have time for the shortest of versions here, but you were given a death sentence that was the shortest time frame, 4 weeks, that you recovered from the impossible place. And I like talking about, are you ready to do the impossible? With God, anything is possible.
That's
with the Creator, anything is possible. And that's why I say, at least the doctor acknowledged he wasn't God. A lot of them don't.
He was a great doc. I mean, he knew what I was doing with the nutrition, but he said that's good for maintenance, but when you're in acute...
Yeah, we need everything we got, all the loving energy from the Creator that we have. And Deanna won, DeannaWon.com, and she won her life by going with God. And thank you all for being here. This is a place for health, freedom, healing, liberty. It's part of our mission. However your belief systems are, the fact of the matter is healing is possible, but embrace something that may be larger than you that created us all, and you're going to get there too. Thank you, Super Don. Thank you. We've got lots more healing to go tomorrow. In the meantime, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Charlie Daniels. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.